We're having a beautiful day here where we live. We've had a lot of days of clouds, but we're so glad the sun is shining above the clouds. And we pray for you that the Lord will touch you and help you. Brother Freedom is here. This is Tuesday, and we're looking forward to the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Lord, I admit that I'm just dust. I admit that I'm a very faulty and a needy person. And I thank you, Lord, for the wonderful Savior and the Holy Ghost and you, dear Father. I thank you, Lord, for arranging me and rearranging me. Help me to be what you want me to be. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom in a mighty way today. And Lord, we just pray that you would speak through his lips to us, to our hearts. And Lord, help us to get on the right track that you want us on. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father, just praise you for this day. I thank you for your goodness. It's hard for me to say what I feel because I feel your coming has to be very soon. Things are happening, Father, and I believe that day is approaching. Out there throughout the world, have you heard my word? I believe Jesus has to come very soon. And I believe he's coming at a time when men think not. And we need to be prepared. We need to be ready. Father, just pray. Keep us that way. Keep your people this way. Keep them in a mighty way. There's some out there that love you. There's quite a lot of them that have a form of godliness. But help them to be an overcomer. Help these to grow this day. Sound of my voice, I pray that every soul out there that hears my voice will be at that time when you call them up by the clouds of glory. I pray that they'll be ready. They'll be prepared, Father. A glorious church without spot or wrinkle, Father. Bless your people this day in a mighty way. Amen. I truly believe we're in a day of it's never been. I would like to read the fifth chapter, the 27th verse, that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be holy without blemish. Then it goes down below it. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. What I'd like to mention that is as the bride of Christ, he's one that's coming for all of us. We're all the bride of Christ. Each one of us is going to be in that special spot. It's hard for us because we understand how marriage and these things have played a great thing on where we are in our lives. But that is the family end of it. But God's got a new family, and this family is for eternity. This family was bridged in heaven by God sanctioning that his son would go down to this earth and live here as a babe in swaddling clothes in a poor beggarly elements. He had no places. They wanted to have an inn. They couldn't even find an inn for him to sleep. He had to stay in a manger. If you've ever been in a manger, it's pretty smelly at times. It's not the best. But that's what Jesus came. He came as that risen Savior. But when he came, he hadn't been risen at that time. He lived in such a style. It says he knew all of our sins he had faced. There was not one sin that we faced that Jesus hadn't already faced it for us. And yet he was a spotless life. There was no spot, no wrinkle. But we ourselves, as God's children, we have some spots. And we have some wrinkles. And he might present to him a glorious church. See, there's a time that I believe that when we come to the Lord, we're like that in the early church. It takes a while to scrub ourselves and to keep working out problems, facing difficulties, and doing it such a way that we grow in love. We're not hurt because we go through it. We're not ashamed of it. We're doing it because we know that we love our Lord so much that we want to be his spotless bride, that our lives will be spotless without wrinkle. And we want to be above reproach. We want to be very lightened by him. When I say lightened, I believe that heavenly light, shining our light, that we didn't start out that way, but the end of our lives, I believe we're to grow that we're a bright and shining light, shining for the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that God made us to become overcomers. I believe that God gave us the power of the Holy Ghost, that we might give us part of His Spirit, that we would grow to be an overcoming person, that we might live in His liberty. We would not be ashamed, but we'd walk in humility, but yet we would walk proud of the Lord, knowing that only by His grace we're saved. We would know that we're the offspring of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and through the eons of time, Moses basically all right up to now, we're His offspring. We're His children in this last hour that needs to be prepared for that soon coming. It's a time that's never been before. It's a time when the elements are things are going to start falling apart. There's going to be these troubles. We're going to see them before we actually exit here. I heard this last night and this morning about they want to give us a mark that we won't have all these troubles that we're having. And so that I know the mark of the beast is that it's very soon. And we as God's people need to be ready to be prepared for here because it's going to be troublesome times when that happens. It means that you will not buy any groceries. You will not do anything unless you take that mark. And if you take that mark, you're doomed for eternity, eternal hell. But there'll be many that take it because they don't want to face that, what they're going to have to face. I tell you, we really need to have our time, our hearts made sure. And we must be seated for righteousness. We must seek Him, our Savior. We must call for Him and long for that day. We long for the day that God comes down to the clouds of glory and prepares us a heavenly mansion. He's already prepared for it, but we must receive it. And I believe when that time, it's going to be a special time. It's going to be a special day. I don't know out there what you feel, what I feel, but I feel a real heaviness in the land. I feel a real lot of sin everywhere you go. There's sinful hearts. You can't hardly talk to people because sin is on their mind. There's bad things in the making. There's bad things in the horizon. The bad things and facing the people of this world. But remember, we're not citizens of this world. We're just passing through it. And God came. He came to His own. His own received Him not, but to many has received Him. To them He gave power to become the sons of God. I believe that God's given us an unction by the Holy Ghost, this true Spirit of God that will live with us until the time that God comes through the clouds of glory, and we will have that Spirit of love, we'll have that Spirit of power, we'll have the anointing of God, we'll be sheltered and shaded by the Spirit of God, we'll have the anointing, we'll have a privilege to be and lay hands on sick, and they shall recover. I believe through it all, God's going to do great mighty works in this last hour. I believe that there's going to be great things that's happened, miracles, great things, there's going to be great power, the anointing of God is going to be to those that will live for God, is going to be a great anointing. Those that don't live for God will be no anointing. And that's just what it's going to be. I don't see any anointing for the mechanical church. Only for those that's going through the Spirit. Where God's Spirit is, there is liberty. There is a blessed people. God wants to make us to shine, but in doing that, we have to line up with Him. We can't shine in our own self. I was thinking about when I come over today about how that it's impossible for men to please God in themselves. Because we have not the makeup within us to please God. We don't have that makeup to be overcomers. We don't have that makeup to abstain from all evil. We don't have that makeup of loving those who don't love us. And all these particles that we get from the Lord is what we're to take on. We're to take on His likeness. We're to take on His nature. His nature is ever good. His nature is ever merciful. And God's ever faithful. He is forever faithful. He's faithful this day. The sun still rises and the sun still come down. But God is in control. God is the one that gives us the rises. He's the one that gives us all of the days of the rain, the clouds, everything comes from the Lord. Bible says He makes the rain to shine on the just and the unjust. God's in control. Now there's some things that the enemy has. He's the principality of the air, but God is still in control, pressing the buttons. The enemy
He just got the power to come down and mess things up if we're not careful. And he'll mess it up really scientifically and hard. It'll knock us down off our haunches before we know it. There's power through the Spirit. And there's, when we're ourselves, there's not much power. Our limit is through praying. If we don't have the anointing on us, the only power that we have is basically praying, seeking God. Now, if God has blessed you with anointing or something, and you get this right, God can use you. But you got to keep that anointing up to date. You got to seek in God, and you got to keep your anointing clean. Have a clean heart, a pure heart, and a heart of love, a heart of separation, a heart of loving to see the God that works in a mighty way. If we want to walk against God with a pure heart, we're not going to have a pure God, because we should have the same mind as God has. I don't, not the quality, or the, but we should have, our similarities should be going toward God. We should favor the things that God favors. I want to make that straight. We cannot do what God does, but what we have, we should favor those things. With the emphasis that we have, with that, it's like the giving her might. The woman giving her might, and the Lord says, well, that's worth it all, because that's all she had. That's what we give her might, and God comes down and takes her might, and we triumph. We try, and God gives some. And that's why God works that way. That's why we must humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God. And that humbling is every day seeking God, every day calling upon Him, every day trusting the Lord God. He knoweth those, God is good, He's in the stronghold of the day of trouble. He knoweth them that trust in Him. Those, He knows them that trust in Him. So, God is not slack concerning His promises. God is willing to know and knows all things. He's very powerful and He's very understanding. But we need to realize that God still, with that, we have to put a little work on our legs, and we have to try working for God. You know, the Lord could come down here and zap us in just a minute, and everything, we'd walk perfect, we'd be just, but that's not the purpose. God's put us here we're to be tried while we're on earth. That's what it's all about. He tries us. He tries our reins. He tries us to see what we're going to do. He wants to know what we're made out of. Are we going to have faith? Are we going to trust? And we're just going to say, don't care about nothing. That's what I think most people are. They don't care about nothing. They think they're saved. Everything's okay. But God wants us to have that up-to-date anointing, the up-to-date power, up-to-date victory in the Lord Jesus Christ, that God's able to do. We should know that God's able to do exceedingly abundantly ask or think according to the power that works within us. We as God's people, we actually get God. God can do it all Himself, but He expects us to promote these jobs. And He puts the yoke behind it. We got to start it. We got to move out what we can. Then God comes in and backs us up, carries it through. But we need to be victorious in the day that we live. Even the whole world will go the other way. It doesn't give us an excuse or pardons us to go that way. We're going to all have to answer for ourselves. We're not going to, our pastor, even he can't answer for us, bless his heart. It's us. It's all me, O Lord, stand in the need of prayer. Not my sister nor my brother, but it's me, O Lord. We need to learn years ago that we need to seek God. We need to not trust someone. Like an old prophet years ago that they told him not to go someplace and let them come by and say, oh, you do it. And pretty soon I think a bear come out and bear, lion, one, took up this other prophet. Because he was not walking, doing what the prophet told him to do. And the old prophet was the one he's the one that made him fail. Because he told him, well, you do this, you can't listen. If God tells you something, you can't listen to no one else in it. And that person can come to you and say, oh, I know better. Nope, you don't. I know what I'm talking about. You got to listen, because you're going to lose out what you have. If God puts a promise in your heart, you keep that promise. You don't let nobody take that promise out of your heart. If God be for you, who can be against you? Greater seed that's in you If God has promised you something, react to that promise and be faithful, and God will meet your need. God will come down to your heart. He'll bless you. He'll resolve what if things have happened, He'll take care of it and help you. But just stand fast in the promise. You say, I've got nothing else, but I've got a promise. That's enough. Stand in that promise, and God will see you through. He'll bring you through. You'll be ready through the clouds of glory when He comes. Just stand on that promise of God. His promises are sure, and that's what it's all about. That's where faith is, standing on His promises. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. His eyes are the righteous. His ears open to the cry. He says, call unto me, and I will answer thee. My voice must be terrible today that I've asked for your forgiveness, but I really feel that people today really need to seek God. I believe the church has vacated its spot. I believe that God expected the church to be triumphant. The church is going to be was going to be gloriously shod in this last hour. The church is going to be ready. The church is going to be on fire. The church is going to be full of faith. The church was going to have gifts and all these things. And I don't see these gifts there, because without the Spirit of God, you cannot have these gifts. It comes through the gift of the Spirit of God. And we need the Holy Ghost in our life. He is the one that can help us to walk upright before the Lord, that we might not be detained at that last day as a snare comes upon the face of the whole earth. The Bible says there's going to be a snare, Luke the 21st, a snare that's going to come upon the whole earth at that time. So we need to be behooved us to stay faithful, and no snare, no nothing deter you to take away your crown, take away your promise, take away your anointing. Whatever God's got you, you hang on to it, and you keep it in the power of God. You trust in the Lord. My trust is not a man. My trust is in God. God is my sword. God is my witness, my ally. He's my Savior. He's my soon coming King. And one of these days, I'm going to live with Him. You're going to live with Him. We're going to be a wonderful time there. God's faithful. He'll keep you that hour. He'll keep you. You need to keep your eyes on the Lord, because there's many things that troublesome times is coming. I really believe it's going to be not long, and there's going to be people have to take some form of the mark of these. I don't know what's the truth, the one, but there's going to be little ones that's going to come up. And that's what's encouraged. This gigantic, great, big one's going to come up worldwide. But it's going to start that way, and I believe it's going to start here in America. It looks like it's going to start right now. It's going to be a time that people are going to say, I want the mark. I want to have nothing that I know that my checks are going to be off, and it's going to be linked to money. And you need to be prepared. Stay away from those things. Because God says, those that taketh up the mark of these, He's going to, you're doomed to not be in the right direction. Forever without hope. You're going to be forever without a Savior. Oh, you know, just have the Lord in your, His, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall. Isn't that wonderful? Just the Spirit of God, just having Him, and wonder, didn't have Him. I thought about many times, I'd be sadder than I could be, think I could be. God is forever faithful, and He's the only hope. The Apostle Paul said, without that hope, where's most men miserable? And out there today, unless you keep that hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the anointed Spirit of God, you're going to be miserable. You can have that power. You've got to have that hope. You've got to work out your salvation with fear and heavy tremblings. You must seek God. Call upon Him while He's near. Let the wicked forsake his way and let unrighteousness talk. Let him return to the Lord, to our God, with abundantly pardon. God wants to help you this day. God wants to bless you. God wants to help us to walk in victory. It's going to be getting harder and harder and harder as days go by. But you must stand assurance. Oh, Jesus, what a wonderful Savior. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Holy Ghost. I love you. I thank you for your wonderful word. I thank you for all you've given to me. I thank the Lord every day for helping me. I thank Him for watching over me. I'm thankful. Thank you for just going with me. I'm not very much in these last days, and everything I do, I thank God for it. He is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He's here to help me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. What a wonderful truth that is. The truth is, when it's still waters, is there's no problems. God wants to lay down, and where we can be in peace. We can be contented, like an old cow, chewing her cud. We can sit back there, and we're okay. It's all as well, because God is with me. God is going to be with you. You got to figure that out. If God in you is majority, you might say, where's the whole world at? But you may not be in the whole world may be against you. But if you and God is more than majority, line up with Him, and He'll take you through. God bless you all. I pray that God will give you victory this day. I pray that He'll give you strength this day. I pray that you'll live an overcoming life. I pray that you'll read your word. Pray and seek God. Call, pray without ceasing. These are things that we must do. We must pray without ceasing. We must call upon His name while He's near. We praise you this Lord. We pray that you'll bless your people this day. Touch them in a mighty way. Father, I pray that any have failed you, you'll forgive them. Give them a clean straight, a clean walk, a clean heart. Give them that strength today to be an overcomer. We thank you. Wonderful day. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for all you've given to us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Amen.
And we do thank the Lord. God is so wonderful. He's so glorious. He's our hope. He's our everything. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name for this message. Amen.